Welcome to the Lent Meditation and Worship Series with Westside Church. Our hope is that this time can be a breath of fresh air as we journey towards Easter together. Let us start by pausing for a moment. Focus our attention to Jesus. May we be expectant of the movement of the Holy Spirit in our time together. If you are in a place to do so, close your eyes and hold out your hands in front of you. Take a deep breath in and out, and another in and out. One of the last and longest prayers of Jesus took place just days before his death. This week we are continuing taking a deeper look at this last prayer of his. John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me, so they may be as one as we are one. I in them, and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. Unity is so important in the life of a believer. Jesus is the Prince of Peace and offers a life of peace, as we have learned together. Peace within ourselves, peace with God, and peace with others. This part of Jesus' prayer here is for us. It's for you and me and all the believers who have come to give their lives to Jesus. He longs for harmony among his people. Just as the triune God is one, we are to be one with each other. As people, we are built for community and living in relationship with others. And our sin and the way we choose to live affects those around us. But even when we disagree, we can still be people who are united in Christ. We can lose sight of this the more divisive our world gets, but we aren't the first to experience this. This divisiveness is not new, and somehow we are still learning how to put unity in the body of Christ above our own desire to be right. Have you ever disagreed with another believer and it broke relationship with them? What was that like? How do you live in a way that brings unity to the body of Christ? Today, we are going to practice unity. If there is another believer that you need to reconcile with, make a point to work things out. Remember, we are all one body and one soul in Christ. Let's practice unity now by praying for the church. God, God, we know that we fall short time and time again when it comes to keeping harmony among the body of Christ. Forgive us for causing disruption when there is no need for it. Teach us and give us wisdom to disagree without being disagreeable, to listen and hear each other and being willing to hear you, Holy Spirit, even through those believers that we disagree with. We ask that you would bring together the body of Christ now, that each one of us today can do one thing that would bring unity to our family. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Praise to you.